Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my, what shall we call you? Cohort,
Yeah, you call me something.
Co-something, but
Something.
my co-host, Tracy Mahan. She's also Mayhem, so, you know.
Just troublemaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the co, actually, you're on that one all by yourself.
I am.
So anyway, yes, welcome, Tracy. And welcome, everybody. Please, please join us. We're on, you know, as you know, we're on here. I'm trying to, it's like my brain is doing some really weird things because I'm like announcing that we're on Facebook Live. But it's like, but if you're not there, you don't know that I'm saying that to you.
Right? It's like, yeah.
Okay. And if you're there, I don't need to say it to you because you already know it.
I always loved it when people, now if your sound's not working, let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that even make sense? They're not hearing that. But hey, that's radio for you. So hello to everybody who's shown up for us in the chat room.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say is please let us know you're there because we love to have your interaction and to you know, we can feel you, but it's even better if we, you know.
Yeah, we want to see the love.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
We can shoot it back.
Yeah. If we could have you on here where we could see you, we'd do that. But this isn't set up that way. So I'm sorry. But you can let us know.
It's not that kind of show.
Yeah, you can let us know you're there by giving
We've
us
got Concord, Dallas. There's a couple of them that are the cohort crying. Thank you, Kelly. We've got hello, Laura, and Laura does a lot of posting and stuff and gets our show out there and posting it live. So thank you. And am I saying her name right? I hope so. Am I saying Laura's name right?
Well, I have two Laura. I mean, how's it
spelled? L-A-R-A?
Yeah, I think it's actually probably more like
Laura.
That's how I say it, Laura, but it might be, because you know, there's Laura.
I spelled it, so now she knows.
Well, Laura Spencer, who spells it the same way, she pronounces it Lara. And I was trying to do that, and I was corrected, but not by Laura Lara. It was by somebody else.
So. We're just gonna, Miss Star, could you tell us how to say your name?
And I've only been working with her how long now? And I've just asked her, how do you say your name? But she's answered to me. I mean, she doesn't ever correct me if I have said it wrong. So I apologize if I have.
Uh-huh.
But so this is answer that question of how do you pronounce it? Because this is how I pronounce it. But I don't know if that's exactly how you're supposed to pronounce it.
That's awesome. because, you know, this is an opportunity for anything to get corrected that needs corrected.
Yes.
So, all right.
But anyway, yes, she does a great job. Yes.
Yes. that's where we were going with that. And British Columbia.
Yay.
Orange County. I think I got caught up here. Yeah, you guys are all over the world and we love it. And we welcome you guys to join in our fun. Now we got y'all excited last week with a topic, right? We're like, tune in because we've got one for you.
Well, and thank goodness Tracy wrote it down.
And I wrote it down and I made a banner and I put it up and it's all about belief systems. And then Julia and I got on here and we're like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, but it's like, what was the context of it when it came up? To be a topic, what was the context? What were we talking about that seemed like something that we really needed to do a whole show on? I mean, because it's a great topic. I'm just wondering, I want to make sure that we cover whatever it was working with.
Well, I hope that we get that figured out. So
if any of you guys
we know we're going to talk about the right thing because we're both so divinely guided in that way, right?
Absolutely.
This is going to happen.
Well, and actually... I mean, if you tuned in last week, you saw how we did. And then many times when it's just me and Tracy, I mean, and this is what we're doing a lot lately. A lot of the shows that are happening is just that it's just winging it, you know, and it's like, you know, at some point it's like, oh my gosh, that's not very professional, but it is for us in this new day and age. This, it's trying to teach everybody something. This is what they want. I mean, they actually,
we're living in
the for today, it's my guidance team. I had a talk. I don't know if I've told this story before, but I actually had a talk that I was invited to do maybe like 4 years ago, three or four years, maybe it's three. Anyway, and it was at an event, and it was a 3-hour talk. Okay. That's not in a little thing, you know, that's like you need to have your stuff, right? Yeah. You need to have, I'm preparing for it. I'm like, okay, well, let's get, you know, and I'm talking to them. It's like, okay, so what are we going to talk about? And there was just me, dead silence, crickets, nothing. I'm like, I need some guidance here, guys. I need, you know, what do you want to talk about?
I'm going to give you an idea of what they looked like. Yeah. They just thought they were all that in a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could sense that too. And anyway, so as we're getting closer, I'm like, okay, checking it. I mean, and nothing. And I'm like, okay, I guess, you know, and I do know enough at that point, I knew enough to trust. Okay. I'll know when it's time to know. But here I'm at, now I'm driving to the event.
And you're getting a little bit like,
well, it's like, you know, it would be nice to have an idea because I mean, I know I can put together stuff quickly if, you know, but by that point I'm kind of getting an impression that, I will know, but it'd be like last minute. So, I mean, this is really testing faith and trust. Like, and so I'm like, okay, I'm on my way over there. I'm like, okay, we're going to do it. And still nothing. Now I'm kind of hearing the snickering. It's like, yeah. You know, like, tee hee. And I'm like, oh yeah, you guys think you're funny, don't you?
That'd be the sweat coming down her cheek.
And then as I'm trying to think, I think it was, now I'm over there and then now it's at the break right before my talk. And I'm like, anything? And they're just like, no, you just get up there with nothing and just see what happens and just go from there. And I'm like, oh, this will be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
3-hour slot.
I don't know if I'm as willing as you are to do be that brave. That's good.
And I'm like, well, you know, but I kind of in my mind had a backup plan, but you know, I know that, you know, I do better. I mean, I'll have kind of a structure and then I just allow it to happen, you know? And so, but it was like, I've never ever been asked to do the whole thing that way. It was, it's usually they'll come in and fill in gaps or fill in parts and stuff. And it's like, or they completely shift. I'll come in with one plan and they shift it to another. So it's almost like, why are you even making a plan? And I think that may have been part of what they're teaching there too. But it was like, no, you're gonna, you know, you'll, when you stand up there and you open your mouth, then we'll, you know, you're gonna have an idea. And I'm like, okay, well, then that's, you know, and I did know that this was teaching people how to trust, how to, it's like, by me doing it, it was teaching at least one person in that audience that it's okay to do that. You can just completely trust and follow and allow, and it works, you know, and so it
maybe trust is our theme. Even though it's belief systems is what was on the banner, we might just have to roll with trust a little bit.
Well, maybe because I don't know why, what even was said. Oh, because I said we didn't know. And that's what I'm
had to trust and have faith and exactly. Know. So even when it's not looking like it's supposed to, then.
Right, exactly. And that's, I found that so many times. And that's what they really wanted me to know, because I had to get more solid in that and trusting that they've got my back. Always got my back, and I will never be put into a situation that I'm not taken care of, you know. So it's like, it's that kind of stuff. And then but it was to teach, because I told the audience, I said, okay, here's my situation, and I told them exactly what I just told you. So I said, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. <It's> like, but then I started going, and I just started following the guidance. And halfway through we took a break. And this man came up to me and he's like, oh my gosh, this is such wonderful information. It's the best talk I've ever been to. And I'm thinking, you're actually getting something from it. Because I was just allowing it to come through, because there was nothing preconceived there. There was nothing, I wasn't attached to anything. I was just letting it come in. because well, I had to completely
relax. I'm going to ask you a question. Let's see what comes in.
Oh, that? No.
Because you love it when I do that. And so I just want you to be like kind of just centered for a moment with the audience. You know, we've got a beautiful audience listening today. Uh-huh. A lot of people in the chat room letting us know where they're from, and hello to all of you. Julia is going to tune into your energy. So I want all of you to focus it on Julia.
Focus.
What would they benefit from hearing from you today? What is it that spirit would like them to know, or that higher self would want them to know?
Now, the first thing that came through is you can do it. Believe in yourself. Somebody is thinking something is impossible, and they're reinforcing that nothing is impossible. Nothing is ever impossible. You just, it's just the perspective that you're taking on it. You're looking at it from a limited perspective. They're saying from a very human perspective. So just broaden your horizon, broaden your view, and be willing to look at it from every single angle, blow the doors off of it, look at it from any other angle. Be willing, this must be a big deal. Okay, be willing to listen to others. Be willing, because sometimes they have different perspectives. And so see, that's kind of going into this limited perspective again, is I'm the one, I know what's going on, I know this. Well, sometimes we get caught up in that, you know, and we just have this one view, and it's like, just open it up. I'm even seeing looking from above, looking at the larger perspective, looking at it, the bigger picture. Really pull yourself away from it emotionally. Okay, and something about speaking. When I said emotionally, that got caught in my throat. So there's a lot about emotions here that's making it difficult to say what it is you really want to say. And I guess that's why, you know, you came here, because we're talking about belief systems, and maybe you thought that had something to do with this. Well, it's your own stuff. It's your own stuff that you're limiting your vision. And so just allow yourself to hear other people, to see other people's viewpoints. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, you have to do it. It just means it gives you a different vantage point. That's all it is. And once I always call that information gathering, it's mm-hmm. like I can get other people's perspectives. That helps me. It just gives me more information with which to make the best decision from. So, and that's it. It's not saying, oh yeah, you do this better than me or anything like that. It's just, you have a different perspective than I do, and I appreciate that, and I would like to hear it. And then I will put it with mine, and I'll put it with others that I get, and then I can make a more educated decision.
Right.
So, yeah. So whatever, I don't know. That was okay. So that's
good. It. Now it makes me want to ask more questions.
This is not called really a psychic show.
1-800. You could do that sexy little phone voice.
Hello, how are you?
That one. Okay. Oh, now we got a different 800 number for that, guys. Okay. So belief systems, just in that information alone.
Yeah.
You know, we get wrapped up in our belief systems, what we grew up with, what we were taught by society, what, you know, our family, our individual families believe, what schools taught us. So how do you filter through
what you read that day, what you saw on TV that day? I mean, everything is adding to it. So it comes from the moment, actually not the moment you're born, but the moment you're conceived. And maybe even before that, because you were hanging around your parents before you even came in. And so you were picking up things from them, and then society and everything else, all of the inputs that we get. I mean, gosh, imagine all of the ways that we get input, and it's all coming in, going, oh, you're to this, you're to that, you have to be this, you have to be that, and blah, 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 blah. And that's just belief. That's their, you know, that's their belief, that's their opinion. And so it kind of goes with what I was saying. It's like, you can listen to others, but take it as perspective rather than, or an opinion and by calling it someone else's opinion, sometimes that helps kind of distance yourself from the emotional part of it, I think, rather than, oh my gosh, they're saying this, so I must be wrong, they must be right, or if I'm right, they're wrong, and oh my gosh, it's going to create this big horrible thing. And hey, I'm speaking from experience here, okay? Anything I, when I do this, when especially when I can give emotion to it, it's because it's one of the things I do. And so I personally have personal experience there. So it's not me going, you better get your act together. It's like, hey, look how many fingers are coming back at me.
Look at all of those.
We're all going through this. Hey, you. Now we're going to stop it on that.
You. Okay, Julia and I always talk about where YouTube freezes our video. It makes us laugh almost every week. It's almost fun to just do weird things into the camera to see if it's going to be that. And this time you were doing some, I don't know what you were doing. Last week you were making one of the faces that we were giggling about, and then they did catch it. I'm impressed every time it just gets funny.
Well, we're making it easier for them. They don't have to look so it's like, I'm giving it to you.
We're going to do a lot of this while we talk. We're going to make a lot of facial expressions. We're going to use our hands a lot because now it's our challenge and we get a kick out of it.
We do. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, video. What did they do?
People are going to see those pictures and they're going to go, what are they doing? And they're going to watch that video. So, you know, it pays off. So anyways, while we're talking about belief systems and so now, if you were to say something to me and you say, Tracy, you should go do this thing. You should go do this really big thing. And I'm like, No, I can't do that. What would you say to me as somebody that was trying to work with a belief system around, I can't do that?
Well, I'm more blunt now than I used to be. And I would just say, sounds like a belief system to me.
And then what are you going to do about that, right? How's that working for you? Those are good ones.
Because sometimes we say things and don't even realize it. So when somebody just says, sounds like a belief, then it goes, you're wrong. Yeah. And that's enough to get it to switch. If it's, you know, if you need more than that, then that's where we're happy to give those kicks in the butt too. So, but I found that just saying,
watch out,
sounds like a belief system. But you know, it's so much easier to hear it when somebody else does it than when we do it ourselves.
Yeah.
So see, that was a belief system. I don't know if you caught that. When I heard myself saying it, I was like, oh my gosh, that was a belief system too, thinking that it's harder for me to hear it with myself than with other people. Actually, it's just whatever I want to be true is what will be true. So I can just rephrase that and go, you know what? Yeah, it tends to be easier to see it in somebody else, but that's where I can now recognize it in myself. And it's super easy to see it in myself now.
Yeah.
Just anything like that.
I think you're right, though. As we talk to each other, as we share each other's stories, you're going to pick up on somebody's belief systems, their limitations, their, even some of their emotional wounds and stories.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked about that many times where I'm talking about a situation, somebody's asking me how I'm doing. And if I listen to my story, I'll be able to catch why I'm in that story.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Where if you're not saying it, it just stays in there and keeps playing over and over and over again, and it, on this continuous loop, and you don't even notice it. But as soon as you start, it's like you get it out there, and it's like, why did I say that? Wait a minute, I've been saying that. That's what I say all the time. Oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Yeah. And
then you can fix it. You can correct it, you know, or change the tape.
Yeah.
We can do that, you know. We don't have to get that tape going.
Yeah, make a new recording. Because if you find yourself saying always or never or everyone, those are clues. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever. That always happens to me. I love it when somebody had told me when you hear somebody say, nobody ever let's say nobody ever calls me. Nobody calls you? No, like nobody at all ever calls you. Well, and then it turns out it's like two or three people that they would like to call, never call them.
Right.
And
right.
But everyone else is, you know, and so, yeah, as you dig deep and, mm-hmm. and start finding those stories. I do love the amount of hand movements we are doing in this video, by the way. We are really going to get a good screenshot this time. Watch, it's going to be like this. It'll be like the one time we get like the perfect smiles in our screenshot.
Will be. What we can do, we can go.
So, and then, yeah, this will be the one. Okay, so next question, tuning into the audience.
Am I doing this or are you doing this?
Well, I'm doing this, so you must be tuning in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, what is it that you're picking up emotionally that's being held onto by the bulk of the audience? There's something emotionally that maybe it's time to let go of. What do you get?
Can I mention something before I do? When I close my eyes, I'm seeing like, and it could be just you, but when it comes through in this, it looks like it's my mother on a screen.
Oh.
And I'm like, and it's just staying, it's not moving like you would be, like, you know, so it's not taking your image. I mean, I kind of don't see any, but it looks like the silhouette of my mother.
Right here.
Maybe. Okay, and then you asked my emotions. I was like, okay, well, no, that's not associated with this, because I thought it might be something with that. I'm like, oh. And then I went, okay, no, it's not. But emotions, okay. What is the deal? I'm getting again. It's like not good enough. What is that?
Self-worth.
It's which is the same as it's similar to the first one. You know, it's kind of coming in there. You can do it. Believe in yourself. You are good enough. We are enough. I mean, and this was a huge message when I heard that. It may not have been the first time because, okay. What is this deal about me? I've got to justify everything I say. And I'm going to sound like I'm babbling, but it's like I want to quantify what I say. But you know how we don't always hear what we hear the first time? It may take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times before we finally, it gets in. And so that's what I was going to say. The first time I heard this, it was like, oh my gosh, my whole world. It really made an impression on me. Well, the truth was, it probably wasn't the first time I heard it. It might've been the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th time. Mm-hmm. I heard it, you know, but it finally sunk in. And, but when I read it or I heard it, somebody said, you are enough. And it was like, oh my gosh, that was one of my biggest things, was always trying to be more, be better, I'm trying to live up to some expectation, and it's my own expectations, but you know how we put it on all these other people that I need to do it for them. I have to prove something to whatever. And it was like, you're enough. And that just like took all this pressure off. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm okay just the way I am. And that was a huge, huge revelation. So it's kind of like that kind of a thing that you someone or ones are needing. It's like that's a predominant thing I'm feeling, is that maybe it has to do with the way things are going in the world right now, but that's just to get you to look inward and to, you know, and to work with yourself, just be more introspective and understand, you know, kind of where you are in this whole thing. It's, I know it may seem kind of out of control, but it's not. Everything is in divine order and divine beauty, and you are an integral part of it. And you are exactly where you're supposed to be and are exactly how you're supposed to be. So trust that you are the person. You are exactly right. You are exactly enough. You know, you're just perfect, absolutely the way you are.
And, you know, it's as you're saying that, in union with you are enough, comes in my mind comes the phrase, why not you?
Why not? Absolutely. Yeah.
Why not you? Why everyone else? Why not you? So
yeah, because that's a big question. Why me? Why not you?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Each one of us is a unique gift to this planet, to this play, to this earth experience. If you were not here, it would not be the same experience.
Right.
So you are needed
and important.
Very important.
And somebody needs to hear something you're going to say, and somebody needs to experience a healing modality that you have, because a lot of healers are those ones saying, oh no, I'm not that. No. Yeah. Well, it's not ego to step into your healing gifts. It's just know that you are a facilitator of this beautiful divine healing, and go facilitate.
Absolutely. And when you were saying that, so many times, you know, like we, you are needed, and it might be something that you have to say or whatever. And what's wonderful about that is, because you might say, well, I'm not doing anything I'm not doing a show, or I'm not doing anything on stage, or I'm not, you know, so I must not be, you know, don't have anything important to do. Yes, you do. I mean, I think we did a show one time about all the different roles, you know, like the different categories and stuff. And that may not be what you're here for, but I guarantee you will probably say something to someone that they needed that exact thing at that point. You may never be aware that you did it, but it completely changed their life, you know, and they would come back and point to a time. Oh yeah, that's when so-and-so said, when they said that to me, just like when I heard you're enough, see, that was a revelation for me.
Yeah.
So now I don't remember who it was, I kind of roughly remember when it was, but if that person wouldn't have said that, I wouldn't have had the breakthrough that I needed. See, yeah. So, and that's
where they need to hear what you say.
Absolutely. You just do you be you, and know that you're going to be in the right place at the right time, and just be your beautiful self and speak from your heart. And if something is needed out there, it will be given. You know? So you will give it. And like I said, and don't look for the ding. Oh yeah, you did it. You know, you may never know. Mm-hmm. You may never know. And that's okay. Just know that you're playing a part.
You know, you say something and that person may go home and then they'll reflect on the conversation and have an aha moment or whatever it is. We don't know, and we don't have to know. You know, that's part of being a facilitator. It's part of being a vehicle for that kind of work, is that sometimes we don't know when we say something or do something that's going to turn out to be very valuable for someone else and change their experience for the better.
Absolutely. I'd like to ask a question of our group here.
Okay.
How many times have you said something? And I mean, like, it may have been advice, it may have been something you were just talking and it just started coming through and you're like, where on earth is that coming from? That's not me. It was like exactly what the person needed or whatever, but it didn't come from you. It wasn't your ego, is what I'm trying to say. You didn't think it up. It was just flowing through you. I'd love to see how many times that's happened.
You know, I had that happen recently where somebody wrote me and said, oh my gosh, if you hadn't told me this thing, I wouldn't have had the last 2 weeks, I wouldn't have been doing this particular thing that you told me to do. And I would have had a completely different experience. And I don't remember saying a word.
Exactly.
And it was like,
exactly.
I'm saying that to you. I mean, they described the whole moment and I was like, wow. Okay, well, that wasn't me. You know,
exactly.
It wasn't my message. It was their message.
It was their message. And that's how it works so much. It's like, but you're a willing vessel to allow the message to come through to that person. So you're in the right place at the right time to deliver a message.
Okay. We got so many, often, many times, actually lately for sure. And so many times. Yeah. So everybody's relating to that. You guys are awesome. Thank you for participating.
Yes. Yes, that's wonderful. And that's what we're talking about. You are enough. See, that you're in the right place at the right time to allow the message to come through.
Yeah.
You're doing your duty, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's,
well, you know, so many times we want to help or we want to put ourselves out there in some way, and we don't realize that how much we're actually doing just being in a conversation or calling somebody when we get that little nudge. How many times have you called somebody when you get that little nudge and go, hey, I was just thinking about you, and that's so weird you're calling. I literally just thought about you. And they needed to hear something from you, or they needed to just have somebody touch base with them and talk to them. And so, I mean, countless times for that, you know, getting those nudges and follow them, follow your nudges.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because as you do that, you're building your trust. You follow it, you'll get the confirmation. Just like Tracy was just saying, they'll say, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you. I've had that happen so many times where I call and somebody said, I was just texting you. It's like they were actually taking the motion. It's like, you know, I'm always joking with Tracy because we do that all the time.
Yeah.
I swear, I'm always, we don't need phones anymore because we're, you know, the phone is just a confirmation that we were picking up on each other.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. and I think it's so fun when we do that because it just shows how we are evolving, how we are moving into that ascension. We are moving into that 5D frequency where we're telepathically moving in and hearing each other in that way, picking it up. It's awesome.
Yeah. And as we're going, what they're saying, you can look at that as a scale. This is cool. Okay. Because it's been going on for quite a while, but if you notice, it's happening faster.
Yeah.
You know, so like you think about them and it's coming back faster. That's giving you it's almost like a scale of how much further we are into this new vibration.
Okay. So we've got something for you to tune into. Now they're wanting you to tune in because this is brilliant.
Okay. But can we keep it as bigger, bigger things rather than, personal love life jobs and things like that.
Oh yeah. Okay. This is global.
Okay.
This is good. And I personally can't remember what this date. I think something astrologically, or is this a winter solstice or something like that? But they want you to tune in to December 21st. And what are the changes that are coming on December 21st? Because all the astrologers are talking about this. So,
and I haven't read anything, and I did hear somebody talking about that date, but I had never heard about that. I know December 21st in 2012 was a big deal. That was when that shift happened, but I hadn't heard about anything because that shows you how I live in my little bubble, and I don't interact that much with a lot of the things. It's like if I need to know, it comes to me. So what I was getting though, as you're saying about the date, what I was seeing was like a veil. It's like you could see this misty, filmy veil, and it was showing it thin, 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 like really thin. So
if I remember right, it has something to do with the going into the Aquarius, like that song, The Age of the Aquarius. So you guys can let me know if I'm onto the right track with that. So that would make sense, but it is also the solstice. They are confirming that for me in the chat room.
I think the
spinning of the veil makes a lot of sense.
Isn't that one of the things that's like the veil? I know on Hallow's Eve, the veil thins.
Right.
But that's the solstice. That's Hallow's Eve. So, but yeah, that's what I was seeing was it's real filmy. And then it thins. It's like you can, it's more and more translucent. So it's it's tremendously thinner. And I don't know if it stays. I guess I can ask that. Okay, it still goes in and out, but it's to a lesser degree. You know, it stays clearer or thinner than it had been. So it gets to a new thinness, I guess it would be. And because it's always been thinning, thinning, thinning. But now it's like to this thing of, they're saying there'll be things happening that we can no longer deny. And I'm getting the feeling that that's with our abilities. It's like things, because who are the ones we deny the most? Ourselves and our own stuff that we can do. And it's going to be, this is so thinning down and so clear. It'll be, you'll see things, you'll know things, and it'll be, there's no way you can deny these things anymore. So if that makes sense.
And I was getting something similar, like people would, the ones that still kind of are affected by the veil. Mm-hmm. That's getting very thin and they won't be able to not see any longer, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to be very much like how have I never seen that before,
right?
And they're really going to step into more of their
so let's take that a step further. Okay, those of us that have been seeing this happening gradually and been working with it and noticing abilities coming in and we've been able to gradually adapt to it. Okay, people that have been in full denial and haven't been to that place, it's happening to them as well. And so put yourself in their shoes of, they didn't get this slow, gradual adaptation that many of us have had. It's going to be pretty quick, and they're going to start seeing things that they've never seen before, feeling, knowing, hearing things that they've never experienced before. And so this, oh my God, my whole body is just buzzing. This is your call to action. You're going to have people around you experiencing this. So this is where you are able to help them in understanding what's going on.
Okay, so you're saying that this army of light workers that have been in this, waking up, getting ready, this is what you're getting ready for.
Absolutely.
You're going to start bumping into people that are going to have questions and need some help. And
because they might even be to the extent of being kind of freaked out. Okay. But you'll be that calm because you know what's going on. It's like, oh my gosh, this is completely normal. It's all good. Everything's fine. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is natural. Can you imagine what that would sound like and feel like to somebody that's, you know, my whole world is all turning upside down. What's going on?
I was talking to a gal today and I said, we were having the weirdest conversation to anyone that if you were to cross someone on the street, they would just think straight jackets are needed. And I just kind of started chuckling because I said, you know, this is the kind of conversation I have all the time, you know, and it's like, what do you think would happen if just anyone came up to you from the street and said, hey, Tracy, how's your day going? Oh, you know, well, the Galactic Council of the Octurians were kind of had a buzz about this new vibration and frequency coming into the planet that's causing people to be a little bit moody. But once we're through all of that, it's going to get really good and things are going to click, you know, it's like, straitjacket, right? But that is going to be becoming more normal, like you said. So I think we are really expanding into such an amazing time where we do know that there's other beings, other very benevolent, loving, wonderful beings that want to help us on this planet, you know, and for all of you who are like, why don't they just beam on down here and help us or land their little ships and help us? It doesn't work that way for several reasons, but one, we're non-interference. We came here to experience duality and they're here for our guidance when we learn how to accept that.
Well, and a big fan. Right. And a big part of it's like, even if they did kind of land on the, and he wants to be a part of this conversation.
He's like, I'm one of them.
Exactly. I know you are. You want to talk to the camera? Can you talk
to me? Is that not happening now?
I have two things that have come in, but one thing was what you were saying to Sin is, you're making, okay, look, I'm losing my focus.
you want me to fill in the blank?
Let's see here. You were talking about the different talking. About if they were to come. Okay, this is the thing. Okay, if they were coming, if they were here, they could land. I mean, and they probably have. They probably do it every day. But if you are not in that place, stop. If you are not in that place to see them, if you're not ready, you still have your veil up, your shields up, you're not going to see them. You're not ready. Mm-hmm. And it just won't happen. And it's a you thing and it's a them thing. You know, they know if you're ready or not. So
yeah. Oh yeah, they're so empathic with our energy. If they think at all that would scare us, they don't want to be around fear because they're collective consciousness. So if we get afraid of them, then that frequency hits them really hard and it could affect the collective. So that's one of the reasons I've heard they don't show themselves to us.
Absolutely. This is, the energy. Yeah, exactly. It's that fear energy. We have to eliminate it or we have to so dramatically reduce it before they can actually come into this plane. Energetically, they can't. It just can't happen.
Yeah,
they vibrate on a different frequency and it's not the fear frequency. So that's where we have to really shift that before we can be on that, in that frequency to be able to communicate, see all those things with them. Well, the other thing that was coming in, February keeps popping in. What is there anything happening in February? You astrology people, you're talking about December. Is there something?
Valentine's Day.
Love, love. I mean, all I'm seeing, and I'm not seeing a certain part of it or anything, it just says February. So.
Who's that for?
I don't know. I don't, it might be me, but it's, you know, because I that came in my mind too. Is that for me? And so I'm like, why would I even think that unless it is? So and it's possible, but I just wanted to see too if there's anything out there, because like I said, I don't know all these predictions.
I haven't heard about February yet.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, could be. So watch for February, guys.
Yeah. Something in February.
Good. That's awesome. All right. Maybe we're all going on a trip because COVID restrictions left, right? There we go.
You know,
celebrating.
And that's been the weirdest thing when that first happened. And I was like, oh, it's just going to be a few months. It's, you know,
that was we were just having that conversation today. It was supposed to be in and out, you know, it leaves as quick as it comes in. How many times did we hear that? Okay. Yeah.
And it may very well when it finally leaves. when they whatever, you know, I don't want to get into all the other stuff about it, but it's all about fear. So it's either, again, we're back to fear. You know, there's another barometer. It's a gauge for us to determine, to understand where we are with our fear. Our fear quotient. That's weird. That's interesting. Our fear quotient.
Is that a word?
It is a word, but I'm not sure if that's a correct way to use it. It's just interesting.
Go to the little book and look it up. Oh my goodness.
It's like as you know, as humanity starts letting go of this fear, then we're going to see a dramatic shift in all of that.
Oh gosh, you said it and it just went right to the heart. It's like, yes. I agree.
Yeah. And so that way we can use it. So there's several things we can use as indicators to us. You know, if you're just looking at it as an objective way or something, just trying to get an idea, that's what they're saying. This will show you. So I think we've had if we're having spikes in cases, that means there's been spikes in fear. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's been something's happened and okay, people are feeling a little bit more insecure right now. So it's like, it's increased. When we start getting that stuff under, you know, where we're okay with things and we don't go to fear on everything, you're going to see this thing just, it's going to leave as fast as it came.
You heard it here. Wait, all the fingers. You heard it here.
I'm sure.
You heard Julia say. But yeah, it makes sense. And with the holidays coming in, you know, you got people thinking about family get togethers and, you know, if you're feeling the isolation of the separation and stuff, that could be an emotional mm-hmm. kind of fear of, right. of things coming up too. So,
yeah, there's one thing, I mean, and I'm feeling this right now from somebody or whatever, they're wondering if this is going to ever be over. Is this our new reality? Is this always going to be? No, it's not. We have shifted realities for sure. You know, it will never go back to normal or what we consider to be normal. We have new normals, but that's, you can look at it as that was an impetus to get us to move into that, to let go of some of these maybe outdated. What's the word?
It gets worse before it can get better kind of thing. So you got to have it fall apart so it can be rebuilt. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, so it might
out with the old in with the new. Is that what you were trying to say?
Well, no, I was trying to say like out, worn out modes, worn out. It's like you have to let that stuff, if it's not working, but sometimes we just keep holding on to it because it's all we know. And if it's not working, you know, and this is showing us, you know, once you're shown the alternative, and it's like, oh, you know, maybe this is better than this. Okay, so let that go. But we had to kind of get pushed into that because we're so, we're creatures of habit and comfort. And we'll stay with that until it breaks or it's shown to us that it's not the best thing anymore. We can do something else. And I think we were just in a very big comfort zone. And we needed to push ourselves out of that. And because this is us doing this, I hope everybody really gets that one. We're doing this. We're the drivers of this. It's not any big entity or any big, you know, doing this to us. There are players in there, but we're all in this together doing this as, on that other level, we all know what's going on. We know exactly what's going on. And it's calling on, okay, this is coming in. It's calling on this part of ourselves. Here comes that trust again, to trust that on the larger scale and on the bigger scheme, everything is in divine order. It's all fine. And this is coming. This is what they want you to know. So that's them saying that. No, you don't have to know all that stuff. I'm just telling you. It's like somebody's talking here.
You're gonna go away from this show with red marks on your throat. What happened?
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of energy going on in this show today. Mm-hmm. Lots of things happening. So excited to have you guys all listening.
We're still here. Who needs to say something? Somebody needs to say something, I guess. Because it's really up here. You know, usually it'll be here. It's up here in this part of my
back. If you do that, does it make you sound funny when you...
Probably. And so I don't know if that's different, because usually I'll feel a tugging right here on my throat when I need to say something.
Right, or you've got to clear your throat. Or
right. It's like right near. But this one's way up in here, so I'm not sure what that means. But it has to do with this area, so it means something... needs to be said. I'm feeling like it's one of you guys. There's something you need to say. There's something you want to say. And it may not have anything to do with this. It may be in your personal situation or something. You've got something that you've been holding back. In fact, maybe that's what this is about. It's like you're just holding it back.
Yeah, Kelly's calling that the munchkin sound. Yes, there has been a big year of release. That's what 2020 is going to be known as, the big release, I think. Mm-hmm. Saba, we love you too. And there we go. We're going to get started. Come on in.
Yeah, he really wants to be part of the show.
So part of where, when you're speaking of that throat, it feels to me like there's some truth that needs to be recognized for themselves. So like the journey, I think, has to go in before it can come out. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
As you're saying all of that?
Just a second. Please.
Okay, Jay's saying that he's second wave and his energy is exploding. So that's awesome. We like exploding energy on this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just shine it. Shine it so bright. And we want to see that light all the way over here. I notice a lot of that with clients. And I was doing a QHHT session the other day, and you know, sometimes I get other hits, and so I'm sitting there and the person's across from me, and behind him I'm just seeing this massive, wonderful glow. And it was in my third eye. I know when I say things like that, people think I'm physically seeing those things, but I can see it in my mind's eye that there's this big glow behind them, and like there were these almost like sparkles within it. And then this is the part that I love, is when you get the confirmation, because the most amazing client sitting there, she says, I feel like there's like this bright, beautiful, bright energy with all these little sparks going on. Like, I see it. It's like there is. But, you know, turn it on, turn it up, make it big. See how big you can make it.
Well, I think it's a Sunday. Well, no, it's E.T. Let your turn on your heart light.
Oh, there it is. Yes.
The one in Sunday school was this little light of mine. I love how these songs, you know, we can put all these things together. We've been being told for a long time about this. You know, you have a light. You are a bright light. Let it shine. Let, you know, just let it out. And turn on your heart light.
Like that. Turn on the heart light.
Okay, just a second. Young man. No. Okay.
Yeah, he's get up in the lap. Come on, get in mommy's lap.
You haven't done this in quite a while. This is not necessary. Stop it. Stop.
It's playtime.
Be good.
You have so much energy, Julia. It is.
That's probably what it is. I think he's picking up on all this energy that's coming in. And
there is a lot.
He is easily excited.
I probably wouldn't normally grab this question out of the lineup because it's not really on topic, but for some reason I can't not. It says off topic even, do twin flames exist? And so I want to kind of say, maybe not in the version that, I mean, there's so many different versions of twin flames. I think there are souls that are so tightly connected that you can't not recognize that being when you see them. And I think a lot of us have had that experience where, you know, we know that we've known this person beyond these lifetimes, you know, many lifetimes. Now, one of the messages that I did get separate, probably about a year ago even, with twin flames is that as the masculine feminine energy of the planet goes into balance, the twin flames will come together and they're going to be placed on certain energy grid points of the planet. So
interesting.
If you do think you have your twin flame with you, I would love if you're listening and you can comment, if you could tell us if you moved when you found each other, because that was one of the things that was shown to me, is that they were going to have this instinct to move to a certain place on the planet, and there was a reason, there was an energy grid there they were holding that balance of the masculine feminine for. Anything you want to put in there for the twin flame?
Well, I think to try and lock it in to make it one person is a little restrictive, and because like that what you're describing there, okay, that is not, I don't understand why you're doing
this. See, it's this paw that comes up and smacks you, and it's funny. And we do have one that said they moved. Okay, so that's cool.
But it's like okay, this is really difficult. What I'm seeing is, because you know, we come from these
just work through it.
What you don't see is he's biting me.
I'm getting the idea and the impression that your arm is going to be gnarled. Yeah.
But now I'm,
let me know if we need to like send an ambulance, if you're losing too much blood. Okay. I love it when Julia's animals get involved, because it's usually pretty entertaining. Like the cat was biting your face. Oh, jeez.
Looking,
what happened? What? Aren't we playing? We're playing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, if you guys are not laughing with Julia, then yeah. You're gonna have us all laugh. This is laugh therapy now. We're moving into laugh therapy. It's good for the soul. Moves energy out very quickly.
Oh my gosh, this is like it's like pent up energy laughter that's trying to come out, and it's like it wants to come out. So okay, young man, I can't do this. That's a belief system.
That is a belief system that you can't do that. You can do it all. You can do it all. And, you know, if anyone's listening to this on the radio versus the video, what you can't see is these dog legs just totally coming up into the screen. Apparently the dog was using Julia as a chew toy. That part we couldn't see so much. What did you do to get him to leave?
I don't know what's, I think it is the energy, because I think he's, you know, this is not normal behavior.
You guys are really bringing energy. On that note, if you have a dog and you're able to post a picture, we'd love to see. Oh, I don't know if we can post pictures. Yeah. If you can, I'd love to see a picture of your dog.
Now I'm crying. So, okay.
So if you got into the twin flame conversation,
if you have pent up laughter energy, get it out, because it comes out in really weird ways too, just like all the other kind of energies that we tend to store up.
Yeah, it helps you heal. Laughter is very
healing. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, dog.
stop it. Oh my gosh. Stop. Well, in the emergency room, if you need video evidence of what happened. I can't even imagine what he's doing. I just see the paw. It just comes flying up.
Oh, it's a good thing that
I put him up in your lap. Did you just put him up in your lap?
Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Okay. Twin flames. If we look at this soul group, we are from, you know, we have soul families.
You need to talk fast.
You know, we have these soul families, and that's that recognition that we see. And there's members in these soul families that we may do things with over and over and over again. So there's such a familiarity there. And that, I really feel like that's what we're sensing, or that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that the other souls that just get us, that know us. And when we meet them, that's what we're feeling, is that kind of a thing. It's like, oh my God, it's different with them. Yeah, they know us. You know, we've been with them. We're so comfortable with them. But yeah, it can be more than one, because we have soul families.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so, you know, I wouldn't necessarily confine yourself to, I've got to find this one person. Because then, you know, you may have access to a bunch of, that's why some people, you may have many twin flames coming in your life, you know, so maybe broaden there again. That comes back, kind of the first thing we said is broaden your perspective, mm-hmm. your viewpoint, and be willing to look at it from other directions, because it can be that, you know, yeah. It doesn't have to be just this one rigid viewpoint.
Exactly. I just want to shout out to Erica Middle Miss, who joined us just in time to see the dog attacking you.
She found a squeaky
for the medicine. He will. Oh my God. That was just
who, okay. Who was the puppeteer back there out there? That was,
yeah. That because you kept calling the dog in. Good. That was good entertainment. But no, I totally agree with you that, you know, we do have these soul connections with more than one person. And, you know, if you go through a breakup with one of these soul connections, you might be like, oh my God, I'm never going to find anyone like this again. No, you will. You will.
Yeah. You just don't, and everybody comes in and out of your life at the right point, at the right time. And, you know, and if it's not supposed to be forever, then they're leaving at the exact right time, and another one will come in, because you've got agreements with all these souls, all these people. I love something that you told me one time that you tell people, that when they're so concerned about me, you know, it's like the right person, wondering if it's, is this the right person, and what if I messed it up, what if I screwed it up and I wasn't there at the right time, blah blah blah. And you said you have something that you say, and that has made such an impression on me. It's like it goes back to that trust and in the faith again. And it's like, of course it's that way. If you
want
to share,
you want me to say it, if it's meant to be, it will not pass you by.
Exactly. Yeah, it has to happen.
So
exactly.
You guys can write that one down too. If it's meant to be, it will not pass you by, I guarantee you. And Erica is admitting to be the puppet master behind the dog.
Erica.
Don't. And since she came in late on the show, she doesn't even know what all the fingers mean. Do we even know? We don't know.
But what's funny was, I was going to tell everyone, I mean, just like you and I are, Erica, we have there's a story behind when we first met face to face, and it was that Erica's in definitely in the soul family. I think we probably all are, everybody that's on in this call and everything. But it was that way. I mean, it was just a, something. We kept looking at each other. It's like, and we just kept accidentally being on the elevator at the same time, and all these, you know, crazy things. It was like, and I knew that energy. There's something, once you know the energy, then anytime you meet somebody else, it's like that. You just, okay, yeah, you're part of the group. You're part of the group. You know? At first, it's like, oh my gosh, this is the one and only. But these are, no, this is this group. That's, yeah, it's that family.
It is. She is family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Sometimes it's a bummer when everybody lives so far apart. That,
yeah,
it's hard to have the little family reunions. Yeah. She says it's obvious.
Yep.
So yeah, very wonderful to have you know, the QHHT people are family. And I swear every time I meet somebody and find out that they've taken the course or something, there's almost like this instant weave of a connection that happens, because we all have this same like frequency or desire to help people. And that just that soul recognition and that alone makes it like family to meet people. And that doesn't mean that you have to be QHHT to have that with another QHHT person, but anyone with that desire to help. And
right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's beautiful energy. And I think we do recognize each other as the volunteers, as the ones that all went, all right, I'll go. You or know, were pushed, because I heard some of them that way too.
Yeah. And even if you're not, I mean, maybe you haven't recognized that in yourself yet, but you know that you're here for a reason. You know, it's like, that's, you know, and that absolutely, you know, it doesn't have to be, oh, I'm part of this group, or I'm part of this group. You know, if you're here, you're here for a reason. You have a, and especially if you're here and you're listening to the show, you're here for a reason.
We're talking to you. All of you.
And it wasn't just for dog entertainment.
Yeah, that was just bonus. Mm-hmm. That's nice of you to provide entertainment. Yeah, next time you get Q the cat out, and we'll have a good time.
He's trying to play with her under the door, and that's, if you heard whining, that's where he's trying to get her. He's like, well, she won't play, I'm gonna get her to play. So
so he just goes back and forth. One of you is bound to give in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yep. Crazy. So, week.
Is it time to segue into the part where we tell everybody how to find the website if you want QHHT,
absolutely, how to find a
practitioner? I'm going to hand that over to you.
I thought you were doing such a wonderful job at it.
So. Yeah, it was pretty choppy. Sorry.
Oh, well. Well, anyway, I mean, you know, if you're not familiar with QHHT, which is quantum healing hypnosis technique, which is a technique my mother created, she founded it. My mother's Dolores Cannon, and she just discovered it. It's like she was just doing her thing. I mean, and this is where you never know what you're doing is going to lead to. You know, she was just doing her passion, doing what she loved, and following her guidance. And she thought, well, I'll just share some of this insights that I'm getting through these sessions. And she started writing them in books. And so that's the only reason she wrote them in books. She thought, well, if I find it interesting, maybe others will. She put it out there.
If she wouldn't have done what she came here to do, how many of the rest of us wouldn't be doing what we're doing?
Exactly. Exactly. That's why, just do it. If you feel guided, or if you're being told, and she was being told, she was pushed, you know, if you're feeling pushed, really do it. You know, there's a reason, guys. And so, and it was well into it. It was shortly before she passed, she started looking around and going, what did I do? But up until then, she was just doing her thing, you know, and it was never about what am I creating? What can I create? Anything. It was just, she was doing this, and then she was told she needed to start teaching it. So that's why she started teaching it. And, you know, and then the books are out there, so that's helping us to understand and expand our consciousness, our vision, but there's another word. It just keeps it's something that's where we're expanding our views on things, our metaphysical understandings, our understandings of the world around us, because how much have our
left the limits. I mean, you can't even imagine what you don't know.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So if nothing else, it got us kind of started on that path of opening the minds to be objective and to be more willing to accept other things. It's not just this rigid point of view that we're all the time told that it must be. You know, it's like, go ahead and look at other things. It's not going to hurt you to do this. And it might be scary because it's rattling your foundation a little bit, but that's the only reason it's scary. Anyway, so that's where she did that. And then after she passed, and then, you know, I was teaching with her, oh my gosh, 15 years? Well, I guess it was 10, 11 years, but when she passed, and then I've carried it on. So now it's like 15, 16 years, something like that. Anyway, it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to help other people to find out who they are, to discover what it is that they're trying to tell themselves or what's going on in their life. And that's what happens in these QHHT sessions. It's just opening you up to the bigger part of yourself. And so if you're looking for to have a session, you can go to qhhtofficial.com and just go to find a practitioner. We have practitioners all over the world. And so surely you can find somebody roughly in your neighborhood and just look at, make contact and see who resonates with you, you know. And if you're willing to travel, then we have like Tracy over over in
I'm in Oregon.
I just went Washington popped. I'm like, no, she's not Washington.
Well, if you're in Vancouver, Washington, if you're in the lower part of Washington, then yeah, I'm not too far from you. I'm just out of the Portland area of Oregon, so yeah.
And then Erica popped on here, and she's in Scottsdale. And then I'm happy to let everybody know where you're from if you are a practitioner.
Jump in there and announce yourself. So
because see if they're on the show, that shows right there that you've got something in common. They're part of your family. So that's one little thing right there. But anyway, you can go on the website also, look in your area, see who resonates with you. And then and make contact, you know, and just see what works for you. Then also, if you would, like Tracy was saying, it's just a matter of wanting to help people. That is really the only prerequisite that we ask. We call it the passion factor. Is that something that you just feel driven? I really feel like I'm here to help people. This is a wonderful way. I mean, what greater thing? I mean, I can't think of a greater thing to do for other people to help them expand their understanding of themselves and to meet their true selves and really understand their whole life purpose and what they're here for. I mean,
if you want to jump on here before we get into how to become one, Jacqueline in the chat room did announce also some practitioners travel and she is one of them. So that's something to think about too, is if you cannot travel, maybe you will find a practitioner you resonate that will travel. So
fantastic. Thank you, Jacqueline. That's a wonderful point. Absolutely. Because we do have some and because that's a need. And so they're willing to go to these other areas and do sessions. I hopefully, Jacqueline, you're making announcements out there, like before you go to areas, like if you're planning an area to make announcements. And so people in that area will know. That's wonderful.
I'm not sure. We got a question in here. How do I verify the practitioner? Well, you go to the qhhtofficial.com, find a practitioner, and if they're on the list.
Then yeah, that's why. If they're not on the list, then they're not verified by us. That's your first thing. The second verification
is find them on the list.
You have to contact them. You have to see if they resonate. I mean, ultimately, you know if something fits or not, if it feels right. And please, if something is nagging at you that, no, this isn't right, then listen to it. You won't believe how many times people call us and say, you know, it didn't go, whatever. They had expectations were not met or it wasn't a positive experience for them. But then they'll say, you know, I kept feeling like this wasn't right for me, but then they stayed. It's like, please be true to yourself. If it's not right, allow yourself to leave. It's okay to say, no, this isn't right for me. You're not the right person for me. That is totally okay. We teach our practitioners to do that. I want to teach you as a client to do that. It's okay to say.
You want to resonate with your practitioner. You definitely want to have that rapport and be able to resonate with the practitioner.
Absolutely, because that's the biggest thing. For this to work, you have to have trust and rapport with your practitioner. If you do not, it's just not going to happen. And that's why you will come back going, oh, it didn't work for me. Well, it's because you didn't have that relationship. You didn't have that trust. So you've got to find somebody that you feel like you could trust and to do this, because this is it's a big deal, you know, and it's not something frivolous whatsoever. So you want somebody that really resonates with you, that you feel like you could just tell your whole life story to.
Oh, this is a good question. What is the best preparation for a QHHT session?
The best preparation is just, well, you're going to make your list of questions. And so definitely do that. Please don't cheat yourself by not doing it and expecting your practitioner to do it or anything else, or you'll just wing it and do it at the time. put some time into it. It's like, because you have the opportunity now to ask anything you want to know. I mean, if there, you have anything, any questions, you're going to be in touch with this part that knows everything. So ask it. If you have any concerns about any area of your life, just ask. You know, that's the best way to find out. And so that's wonderful. That's beautiful preparation. Just doing that, just mm-hmm. going through that process, because that starts opening you up to becoming ready. The other thing is just, if you want to do some meditation or do things like that to help you kind of start getting into that place, but you know, that's helpful. It's not required by any means, but if that kind of starts, if you're somebody that is, you know, that's not normal for you to be in that state, but you know, then it might help, but yeah. Not required at all.
Dress comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Dress comfortably. Do your normal routine. Like if it's I think a lot of the practitioners start their sessions about 10 or 11. So have a breakfast. You know, it's going to, once you go into that session, you're going to be quite a bit of time that you won't be eating. I mean, unless they're saying, okay, you can bring a snack or something, which is fine. But just know that you're going to be a while before you get out of it and have a meal. So make sure that you eat. You know, you're going to have a while before you actually go into hypnosis. So it's not like you're doing it on a full stomach or anything. You just want enough where it's taking you through the process. It's not, you know, and I think some people say, oh, don't drink coffee, don't do this. I don't say that, because if that's your routine, you want to keep with your routine. Yeah. Because if you don't
want a headache, if you normally have coffee and you didn't drink coffee, you might end up with a headache. So drink your normal routine.
But you really don't have to do a lot. I think the biggest thing to do is make that list of questions. So really take that seriously. You know,
I would say don't take anything that's going to alter you. I know that in some states, smoking pot is legal. I personally, as a practitioner, would like you not to do that when you come in. Mm-hmm. You know, drinking the night before and being hungover that day may mm-hmm. not serve you well.
Exactly.
Those kind of things might be things to consider. You want to be clear and be able to.
And well, and another on that line is, maybe you've been up all night and now you're really, really tired. I mean, try to get a normal night's sleep before. Because some people
can be a good experience. Don't be nervous about it.
Exactly. It'll be wonderful. You don't have to do a bunch of special preparatory stuff. Just, it's really just you be you, and just be willing to just open yourself to this person. And the thing is about trust, but again, you've got to trust yourself. Yeah. And if you're yourself saying, no, I don't feel like I can do this with this person, then listen to that. Okay. That's all I was saying. But also know yourself. And if so, you know, if it's just a matter of, oh, that's just another wall I need to let down before I can open that, that's a different thing than I don't know if I can trust this person. It's just a matter of, you know, there's things there that you're working through, and that's part of the process. So kind of, it's about knowing yourself again.
Okay? Here's another thing I would say to you, you know, you build that trust. Go in with being willing to open up, you know, some can of worms, because that's what we're there for. You are hiring us to help you get through those cans of worms.
Right.
And I remember I had a client once where I was asking questions. And so, how was your relationship with your parents? It was good. Yeah. So, did you have siblings yet? Okay, we're not going to get anywhere with that. And I just finally said, you're paying me to do this. Let's get into it. And oh my gosh, we broke free from those limited answers. We get so programmed to, oh, stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. I'm going to tell you, go to your QHHT session and break all those rules, because you want to get real with those feelings.
Yeah.
And you want to look at those.
Because we all have it.
We want an upheaval of all of that that you've shoved down because you're trying to stay positive. We want to get all of that out of the way so that you can stay positive, so that you are healed in those areas. So go with an open mind and ready to share, and be a little bit vulnerable, but, you know, trust your practitioner, but please, you know, build that rapport with them, and then allow yourself to be a little bit vulnerable in that, because you're going to find your healing is extraordinary when you can really open up.
Absolutely. I was going to say, it makes the session so much more powerful if you will do that.
Yeah.
all parts of it, but definitely the healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't try to control it. Just let it be what it's designed to be.
Separation is, you know, just because this is something I had to do with myself, because I can, you know, I like to control things, and I'm better now than I was, but that's, you know, sometimes that's what we want. We want to know that we're in control of these different situations, and things would happen, and my conscious mind is like, you know, you're making this whole thing up. This is ridiculous. Why are you even doing this? This is crazy. And it does all this chatter. And I actually had to, it's like another part of me had to just talk to this part. And it's like, wait a minute, what have we got to lose? What have we got to lose by just going with it? You know, it's, what if it isn't real? Okay, whatever. But let's just see what happens. Is that going to hurt anything? And they're like, oh, no, I guess not. Okay. I could, you know, but remember, that's like a guard dog over here, and yeah, it's doing its job for you. It's like, it's protecting you. That's its job. And so, but if you can reason with it, then it'll be okay. But just know I'm always here. So if I see something that looks suspect, then I'm going to jump right in. Okay. That's fine. But you, and so you may have to, like, it starts this chatter again. You may have to go, well, you know, it's just a game. Let's just see. And that's what helped me. It's just a game.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that I could say to people, if you're going in to have a session done, other than all those other magical things we've already shared, use your imagination, because the ideas that are coming into that imagination are coming from somewhere. So if you feel like you're making it up, I say, good, go make it up. Make it up so big. Make it the biggest story you could possibly make up. I want to know everything you could create in this scenario. Tell me all of it, because we can always filter through that later. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that to me is that part of you that's letting it go and finally letting it flow in and play with it. Have fun. Make it up. Mm-hmm. Just put it out there.
And the biggest thing you said there is, like, it'll filter through later. And that's where you may see things that just don't make sense. And it's like, that's okay. Just keep seeing them. Just keep talking about them. Like Tracy's saying, just let it flow. It will all make sense when it's done. And yep. So just see it through. It will all make sense when it's
done. You know, and the mind might be using metaphors. So, mm-hmm. You know, it may not make sense when you're saying it or seeing it or what's happening. And then all of a sudden it'll click. And I've seen it 100 times where they're like, circus, a Ferris wheel. None of this makes sense. And then pretty soon, oh. Where are you? Oh, I'm in the room of mirrors. I keep seeing myself in all these different things. And now I understand that I'm trying to play all these different roles. All of a sudden it makes sense, you know, and it's like, okay. But at first that didn't make sense. Right. So, you know, you let it evolve, and it does. It'll start to unravel. So, yeah. All right. If somebody wanted to be a practitioner,
then you go to the same
what's time. Coming up.
Well, you go to the same site, qhhtofficial.com, and you know, we have a courses page. You can go there, but I think it's on is it on our homepage now? You saw it beforehand. Anyway, we have advertised. We have a Black Friday sale starting up on Wednesday, and we're just starting to put notices out about it. So that, you know, it'd be a really good price. If this is something that you've been thinking about, then this is a wonderful time to do that. And yeah, so, and we'd love to have you. It's an online course. You can do it at your own pace. You know, you can do it in your pajamas. It's okay.
Hey, normally on that cue, I could pick up my leg and show you I'm in my pajamas, but I am dressed all the way.
I've got pajama bottoms.
Usually what I'm wearing is pajama bottoms because, you know, hey, this looks okay. That's all you see. We're good. So funny.
Who matters?
All right. So, okay. What about Soul Speak? Let's talk Soul Speak.
I'm actually going to run a Black Friday sale on it too.
Ooh, yeah.
Black Friday. That will probably start up on Wednesday as well. So that one's still in the formation stage. So I can't, but just look to juliacannon.com and you'll see if you're interested in that. And that's just another aspect of who we really are and how much bigger we are than we think. And then what we've got, part of the orchestrated plan that we have going on here. And it's teaching us about that and all the messages that we're trying to deliver to ourselves. And we do it through our physical bodies.
And so, we do. Those bodies talk.
Yes, the bodies talk a lot.
They talk. And you better listen, or it gets louder and louder. So that's amazing. It's an amazing course if you want to kind of learn. Well, not just kind of. You're going to learn about how mm-hmm. to listen to your body, and you're going to get the Soul Speak book. And yeah, it's an amazing course. So wonderful.
Perfect. Yeah. And then Tracy, how can people find you?
Please come find me over at tracymahan.com. And I'm also on the QHHTofficial.com and under the Find a Practitioner. So those are easy ways to find me. I'm on social media. If you want to come follow me there. Got a YouTube page where I do some really crazy stuff there. So yeah, I'm all over. Find me.
Not hiding. None of us are hiding.
Not hiding. Google it.
We're just at home. We're just not hiding. Right. Anyway, love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tracy.
You always good, Julia. And we may or may not see you next week because it is Thanksgiving. So we haven't decided what we're going to do. Most of you will be sleeping after Black Friday and turkey leftovers. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So whatever you do, have a wonderful week and
a beautiful holiday.
Yeah. And you know, it's always just a reminder to be thankful, but it doesn't mean just be thankful on that day. We be thankful and grateful every day for all the wonderful things that we have and we are. And that, because remember, thoughts are things. Whatever we're thinking and feeling, we are creating.
Exactly. So
that's all right. Beautiful worlds.
Should we just blow kisses at the same time? We won't catch and freeze us there.
One, two, three.
Oh, what was that? We got to do it again. You guys are going to have to hang in there with us. Ready? Go. What is this, Julia?
What?
I'm leaving it.
Okay, ready? Go like this.
Ready? One, two, three. Mwah! Okay, you guys. Love you, Julia.
Love you.
You guys, we'll see you all later.
Oh, Rocket's going to say goodbye, too. Awesome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.